we go.
Here we go. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Strength Agenda Radio. Those of you who know me, my name is Tom, Coach Tom Soroka. This beautiful gentleman right next to me here is John Ziegler. This is going to be a short episodic podcast that we're going to be putting together for you guys, just talking about a wide variety of topics from business to training to just everyday life involving the fitness spectrum and everything that we are bringing to that spectrum through the Strength Agenda, which is our business. So John, say hi to everybody.
Hi, John.
What's going on, dude? How you doing this morning?
I'm good, buddy. I feel like we have to add a little caveat that we tend to go wildly off the rails during most conversations. Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I was just going to let that be a fun surprise, but sure, we can go. Yeah, we both have ADHD. Yeah. And so we literally, truth here before, we spent about 20 minutes figuring out our backgrounds, and we were sending each other backgrounds through the AI companion on Zoom before we actually started this episode. Mine's better than John's.
It is.
But yeah, that's so that just letting you guys a little bit of a taste of what you're in for. But most of you who know about Strength Agenda know Strength Agenda Radio from back in the day. We had our seasons. I think we had about 4 seasons of Strength Agenda Radio that was just ran by myself, mostly with interviews. In the recent past, like year or so, John has been brought on as a partner with the Strength Agenda, and we are taking it to different levels in terms of we have a brand new app that is going to encompass all of our training platforms, revamp the website, got a bunch of different services that we are bringing to the masses. And one of the things we wanted to do was to bring back Strength Agenda Radio in short, like I said, episodic episodes, not going too much into like, we don't want to be talking for an hour or so. We just want to give you guys a little bit of tidbits of what's going on, our thoughts and views on stuff. But a lot of people don't know John in terms of how he came into the fold and all this. So we kind of wanted to take this first episode to kind of give you guys tell a little story time here about how John and I met, how we have gotten to the point that we are, and then just kind of go from there with each episode here, just giving you guys a little bit of information, allowing you to shoot us questions and things along those lines. So, John, do you want to start with that, or do you want me to start?
No, buddy, I want you to start, Tom. Like, you kick this off for us.
All right. So for those of you who are unfamiliar with the sport of weightlifting, we have USA Weightlifting, which is our governing body. They handle, coaching courses. There's a level one course, which in order to work with or to run a USAW club or to be involved in anything USAW related, whether it's national meets, reffing, and things along those lines, you have to have your level one certification. So I had already been coaching for, I think, about 4 years at this time. It was 2016.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, so yeah. 2016. And I had moved back to Chicago. I had finished my time at Muscle Driver USA, moved back to Chicago, was opening a gym, wanted to have a physical club. You can't have a physical club without your USAW level one. So looked up the closest course I could find, and CrossFit, it's now CrossFit Elmhurst. It was a different name at the time, right over there off of Grand Avenue. They had a coaching course, signed up for it, and decided to, go in, get my thing done. I walk into the course, the esteemed, the honorable Roger Nielsen is our course instructor. And I walk in the door, and I was almost late. Like, I think the course started at 9 a.m. sharp. I came walking in at 5 till 10 till. Everybody else is all sitting there. They've got their notebooks and everything. And I come walking in, and Roger's like, "Hey, what are you doing here?" I was just like, "I'm here to take your course." He goes, "Do you want to help me run the course?" And I was like, "I really don't understand how that works, but sure, I can help you run the course." I said, "But I need to take it." And he goes, "Yeah, you can still take the test and everything like that." He goes, "But I need help running the course." Now, backtrack a little bit. I had helped Glenn Penley, who was my coach, run multiple USAW courses and all that stuff. He also ran his own Penley certs and stuff. So I had helped and assisted with the USAW courses. So this was an odd situation for me because I had zero intentions on teaching anything. I'm in just, sweats, not fully prepared to do any of this stuff. And I go and I sit down next to this gentleman. And he turns around to Drew. He goes, "Hi, I'm John." And it's the gentleman that you see up above here. And I'm like, "Hi, I'm Tom." I said, "Apparently I'm teaching your course today." And he starts laughing at me. And so I think Roger did teach the first portion.
Yes.
He did the first portion, and so if you ever sat through the old USAW courses, they were boring PowerPoints that had nothing really to do with weightlifting. They didn't really have a rhyme or reason. It was just a ton of like random information thrown at you. And we go to take our bathroom break, and Roger goes, they have like a little coach's office or whatever, and he goes in the coach's office, and we're all kind of standing around there, and he's like, "It'll take 5 minutes," and we're all standing around, and I'm like, "It's been 10," and then it started getting to 15, and we're like, "Somebody should go check on Roger," or whatever. We go check on Roger, and he is under the weather. Is not feeling very good whatsoever. And I'm like, "All right, well, I guess I'm taking over." So I essentially turned like mid stop, like of the USAW course, I turned it into a Penlay course. And I'm like, "All right, everybody go grab PVC pipes, go grab barbells." And I just started teaching people the positions and the lifts and everything like that. And I proceeded to teach like the rest of the course. We went on lunch break. Roger was still, in
In
class
the
to a degree.
office, dude,
Yeah, he's
he's
still just
still.
hanging out in his office. He comes out after lunch, like nothing happened. I think he fell asleep. I don't know what actually happened in there, but he was not doing so hot. And then, the rest of the course went on from there, and that was how John and I met. John and I originally signed up for our own USAW course, but I ended up teaching John's first USA weightlifting course. And since then, it's been we had crossed paths multiple times since then. You were at C2L.
Yeah, I had my affiliate out in Naperville, Aurora area, C2L.
Yeah, he had C2L, his own affiliate. I had Big Shoulders CrossFit, which was right there in Elmhurst as well. And it was just one of those situations where like we had run into each other at competitions and stuff like that. We knew of each other. We talked to each other all the time. And then how long ago did I start coaching Rachel? 4 years, 5 years?
It's been, I want to say, so it was, I think it was just as we were moving back from California. So about 4 years. About
Yeah,
four
so
years.
Rachel, his wife, one of my athletes, was originally coached by Tom Kraus, who was one of my mentors. And he was located out in Aurora. Good dude. Love Tom. Shout out Tom. And then when COVID started to happen, he kind of shut down all of his outside coaching. Only for, he works at West Aurora High School, only focused on his high school's kids were getting older. He wanted to make sure that he had a good place. He was in a good spot, work-life balance wise, to be there for his kids and stuff as they were getting older. Rachel reached out to me. I started coaching her. And then John, yeah, I didn't, at the time, I didn't know her and John were together. I didn't know they were married and such. And so, John started coming around meets, started hanging around and stuff like that. You took my level two, I believe.
No, I didn't take level two. I redid my
Oh, you
level
redid the level
one.
one because you let yours lapse. That's what it
Because
was.
I
Okay.
let mine lapse. So I redid my level one. I want to point out, I would just like to back up to the original story, was as we started coming back together and round in circles, we were having a conversation. I legitimately for years thought you were the like original instructor for that. I had no idea that you weren't an instructor until we were having a conversation. You're like, "No, I was there to get my cert." And so that was kind of one of those things. It was, I remember sitting there. And by the way, guys, if you've never met Tom, first of all, I think you can get a pretty good idea size difference wise between us, right? Tom is somewhere in the neighborhood of 800 feet tall, and I am like, I'm probably slightly shorter than a hobbit. So it's when you're sitting there and all of a sudden this mountain of a human being sits behind you, right? You do the smart thing and you introduce yourself, right? And get on their good side in case there's a fire or an emergency and you need somebody to heroically carry you out.
We definitely have a
But
Master Blaster vibe going on.
yes. Yeah, 100%. So it was great though. And I want to say I'm glad that you wound up teaching that course, and not saying anything against Roger, right? Like he was, like you said, he was under the weather. He like probably would have struggled, fested a bit through the course when you're under the weather like that. But I think I got more, and I know the other guys that were there too, and the other students got more out of the way that you taught it because it was so hands-on, that translation of going back to my gym, right? And I took it because I've been coaching strength and conditioning for 20 years. But Olympic lifting, so technical and just something I really wanted to make sure we got right. My affiliate, when I took it back to my affiliate and started a barbell class, that it was critical. And really coming back with that knowledge of, hey, this is how we move, right? And we start with the PVC pipe, and then you get to graduate onto a barbell, and then you're going to move on to being able to add weight. And also, the confidence to be able to say, hey, I'm going to pull weight if I think you're not moving well. Right? Not an insult, not insulting you, not telling you like anything else, but it was something that you did to a couple people in that, like, not really an ego check. It, I guess a little bit
Oh,
of
there,
some.
yeah, it's always, it never fails in those courses. And like, and that, and I didn't realize how much I wanted to teach courses until I did that one. 'Cause then from there, I got hired on as a level one instructor and I started teaching shortly after that. And it was just, it's always been nice. But yeah, like there's always a handful of people. They're usually, no offense to any of you out there, but they're usually football coaches that want to just, they like, so for those who've ever taken a course or anything like that, we go through the progressions. And I always tell people, like, empty barbell at most. You don't want to be doing this with weight or whatever. And you will get that machismo guy that wants to do the course with 25s on the bar the entire time. And they're like, they're struggling to maintain positions. They got to keep setting the bar down and all that. And it's like, it's okay to take weight off the bar. Let's go down to the empty barbell and all that stuff. And so, yeah, it was nice to be able to like work that through and stuff. I'm definitely a much more polished instructor now than I was at that time. I literally was like flying by the seat of my pants. And yeah, it's funny that John mentioned the whole instructor thing because like, I remember telling people, I'm like, yeah, I'm here to take the course, not teach it. But like years later, a lot of people who took that course all said the same thing. They're like, yeah, we had no idea that you were there to take the course. We thought you were one of the instructors. And I was just like, nope, I 100% had zero intentions on teaching that day. I remember coming home that day, my wife at the time, she was just like, how was the course? I was like, I ended up teaching it. She's like, what? I was like, yeah. So it was all good though. But yeah, so then like fast forward to now, it's just, over the years, like John helped me a lot in the back. So Rachel is part of a group of women that I have, my master's lift lifters. Very successful group over the last, five, six, no, geez, now we're almost getting on 10 years, but that master's team in particular, they started in 2017. But she's also in a group of I have like four athletes that are like in between that 58, 63 kilo class, and they all like aged up around the same time. So every once in a while, like at a bigger meet, I'll be like, hey John, can you come in the back and just help keep an eye on cards? Cards are the things that the athletes have on the table that are determining their attempts and stuff, because it can get pretty crazy in a big session. You've got multiple athletes and they all lift around the same total wise. Like they're all about
Yeah, super
5 to 8
close.
kilos difference total. So it's always nice to have an extra set of eyes back there and stuff. And John started helping out with that. And then, he's come out to a couple of our training sessions that we've run when now that I do everything remote. And he and I just got to talking. We started talking about this stuff about 2 years ago, right? And it was just,
About
he was
2 years
just,
ago.
because you, with your previous, companies that you've worked with and stuff like that, you're like, hey, do you know what I do for a living? And I was like, nope, have no clue. I was like, I know you coach. And that was about it. And he's like, well, I build these websites out and I build apps out and stuff like that. He goes, have you ever thought about putting together an app? And so we kind of started talking about the struggles and the things that I'm not good at, which is all of those things. And we just decided, over the course of a year, kind of started fleshing things out and what we were going to do and stuff like that. And like the business is successful. It does great, but there's always room for improvement. And so John just brought those improvements. And here we are today. Like I said, we have our app that we are getting ready to, we're started the pre-launch on the app and everything like that. We're really excited about all the work that John has done there. Our website looks great. We've got a Shopify store. Got a bunch of cool things in the works and stuff like that in terms of the business and where things are going. And this podcast is one of the latest extensions of all of that extra work.
And it's really something that as we kind of started working together, and it's, I think sometimes one of the things that you can run into, as especially among coaches that have been around for a while, right, and have had some level of success, is like sometimes you bump into egos, right, where people aren't willing to let go of things and just kind of hand things over and say, yeah, I don't know this. And so I, if you know it, then you take it and run with it. And then when they do that, where the ego comes into play is if they're like, no, never mind, I don't think I like it looking, I don't like it that way. I want it to be something else completely. And I think I can suddenly, figure it out and fix it. And I've run into that, I know you've run into that. But when we started working together, one of the things that I really appreciate is, you know what you don't know, right? And so when I come to you and I'm like, hey, let's take a look at this because this needs to be done, you're like, whatever, man, I trust you. You don't even have to have the conversation with me. But it's important. And I think if anybody's out there, if you got a couple of people out there that are partners in a business setting, right, that even if you trust each other, and I feel like we do, which is fantastic.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes I think you're shady as fuck, but
Yeah, I
oh,
mean,
we could.
especially it took us 20 minutes to figure out backgrounds for our Zoom today.
I was gonna one up you. I kept trying to type in variations of like WWE wrestling to get a wrestling ring in
Yeah,
here,
pretty cool.
and it kept telling me no. Apparently, copyright laws. But it's as we go through this, if you're out there and your business partners with somebody, like communication is so important. Even when you know that they trust you to do something, still coming in and saying, hey, what do you think of this? Right. And that.
The amount of shared documents. I told Rachel last night because I had his wife on a check-in. I was doing all my check-ins. Tuesdays and Thursdays are my check-in days, and I was checking in with her, talking to her, and all that stuff. And I said, I'm just letting you know right now. I said, I'm going to start sending you flowers as well on your guys' anniversary. And she's like, I don't understand. I said, you're going to get tired of me real quick. I was like, I feel like we're gonna end up being in almost like a throuple situation here. Like, I was like, you're gonna come home from work and you're gonna hear my voice, and it's either gonna be on a recording of some sort or on the phone or something along those lines.
Right.
I was like, the amount of communication that John and I have had over the last like 4 months in particular, and it is
Yeah.
exponentially increasing. Like, I don't think we go a day right now without communicating multiple times in some
Yeah.
fashion. You're like, hey, I did this. I'm like, oh, awesome, let me take a look. Hey, I did this. You're like, cool. Hey, have you heard about this? It's just nonstop. But yeah, communication is key on these partnership type things for folks that are looking into getting into everything. And I for being somebody who lone rangered it for as long as I did, I am not very trusting of people in particular, just simply
Yeah.
because I always get the notion that people aren't going to do it the way I do it. And you kind of got to get rid of that, and you got to kind of put that aside, because it's going to be better off at the end of the day for the business. Like I said, John is going to be able to take our business to levels that I never, oh, I imagine them. I just had absolutely no clue on how to get them there. And that's where his expertise, like, he fills the gaps that I lack, and then vice versa and such like that. So this is really exciting, and I'm really excited for everybody else that is going to get to benefit from these things and what we're going to be able to bring to the space.
Yeah, same. And it's I'm really excited for people to be able to access the programs through the app. When we first kind of started talking about it and looking at how can we deliver, and this was something, that I really enjoyed that we both kind of shared, which is how do we deliver the best experience, right? To everybody that's coming to Strength Agenda for whether it's one-on-one remote coaching or whether they just want, everyday training access or whatever it is, but how to give them as close to everything that they could need inside of a platform within their hand. You're not always going to give everybody everything they need. There's always going to be like that one or two things, but as we started talking about it, it became clear like we needed to do something a little bit different. And so this solution that we've been working on is great because it just gives access to all the everyday training programs. We've revived, let's see, Everyday Masters is back, Everyday Intensity, because while I enjoy the weightlifting side of it, right, I do programming for affiliates for CrossFit, and it's more a tilt towards strength with metcons in it and everything else, but we're bringing that in for the lawn care guys just showed up, so it might get a little loud, but being able to bring that to not only people who are looking for a high intensity CrossFit style program, right, but also want strength and the benefits that like strength training and hypertrophy training can bring to be able to kind of bulletproof the body against injury and provide a little bit of extra longevity, and then everyday affiliate program. So, just having all of that stuff in there, and then as well as like the basic strength program for people that are new, we just got done adding that into the app yesterday. So that's in the Svrolov cycle, which is a horrible, horrible, horrible
That's because you have
experience.
small legs.
That's what
Because you have small legs.
I do have small legs.
Your wife does that program twice a year and another time on Sundays. Like she crushes that program all the time. No,
Oh, I know.
and I think the thing that makes this work really well is the fact that we are both open to like the outside, if that makes sense. Like when I first got into weightlifting, CrossFit was poo-pooed by the weightlifting community. But I learned real quick. Some of my first jobs in the weightlifting space was teaching weightlifting classes to CrossFits when I was out in South Carolina. That was my job. A lot of the people that are attending these USAW level one courses and that were teaching attending the Penlay courses and that like I had coming into my gym came from the CrossFit space. Like they wanted to learn how to do the lifts better. The USAW level one is the best bang for buck. Olympic lifting certification that's out there. And I also would just get people that would come up to me, like Rachel was one of them. She's like, I like CrossFit. I just don't like running. I like the lifting portion. I just want to do that. So, like, the fact that we're able to take from all of our different experiences, like you had told me before, like you worked at a Gold's Gym, personal trainer at a Gold's Gym for years. You know what I'm saying? So, you have that background experience. I've worked in collegiate strength and conditioning, my background in strongman, powerlifting, Highland Games, all these different things that we're able to bring to the table, and that we're not unwilling to try to learn from something else that somebody has done and see how we can apply it to what we're doing. So, yeah, I'm really excited for the app, the diversity the app is going to bring to the space, and just on top of everything else that we've got going on in terms of like a lot of the offers from the sponsors that we've been able to accrue for the app, the different kinds of for me personally, I can't wait for the organization and everything to have everything in one spot, so I don't have to have like I was joking around with one of the athletes the other day. I've got no joke 50 tabs between two monitors opened up at any given point. I said my life goal is to get that down to 10 tabs.
Yeah. Well, and this'll help because everything that you have to use across multiple things, right, to be able to communicate and everything else
Yes.
is going to get brought down under one platform. So you just sit there in one back end. So it's exciting. And again, it's all done with the idea of course, helping the business grow.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if it didn't provide what we truly think will be a better experience for everybody with the
Yeah.
program, I mean, the new app's going to allow people to track one rep maxes.
Yeah.
When they
Yeah. Yeah.
do a one rep max, because it's in the program, it's going to automatically update their one rep max. It'll show them progressions. It's going to show them they can stalk each other through community. Maybe stalking is not the right word, but
Yeah,
that's the
let's
one
not
we're going
use
to
that
use.
word, please.
Yeah, okay. They can I always tell Rachel, she's my little creeper. She knows like what's going on with everybody. So it's but you have the ability to connect with teammates, right? And see how everybody else is doing and see what everybody's got going on. So, and the partners, the brand partners that we've got in there right now, we've got about five. I just added one yesterday.
Which one?
RX Smart Gear jump
Oh,
ropes.
yeah.
For the conditioning stuff, right? And because yes, believe it or not, strength athletes still do conditioning.
Did one of your Metcons yesterday. It sucked.
Which one did you do?
The rowing and power snatch interval one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
That's
my
suck.
upper back feels great. Thank you.
Yeah, well, you know what? My legs hurt and
I know. That's what we're joking around. John's killing me with his Metcons right now. I'm killing him with my squat program. So we're just trading off here.
yeah. And the one thing I think that as we look for other ways to be of service to like the community in large is it's I think everybody heard in the beginning is like we both used to be affiliate owners,
Yeah.
right? Times you've still run Strength Agenda through all that time. I have like my background when I sold my affiliate and started working again in kind of my normal field, I guess, quote unquote normal field was is as an executive in marketing and sales. I've been a chief marketing officer at a company, CEO at another one, right? So business operations and really making sure you can set a business up for longevity and growth and teaching people how to track that. So that's something that we're going to be like diving into after the app gets launched and we get all the remote athletes kind of lined up on it, is we'll have some programs for gym owners and small business owners to be able to utilize some resources that we've created, that we're putting together into pretty little formats for
Yeah,
them.
essentially share our as much of our knowledge with you guys as possible. Try to cut out some of the pains and the obstacles
Oh
in the
my
road
gosh.
that we that were like that was one of the things I was talking to somebody about the other day. I was like, I wish that I could just go back. Not even like I don't even want to go back all the way to the beginning because there are you got to learn everything. But I, even if I could just go back like 10 years and just eliminate some of the bumps, I'm like, God, man, that was just this. You make bonehead decisions because you think you know better and all that stuff. And
Oh, for sure.
that's why we're here now. We could be your ghost of a Christmas past or future, whatever you want to look at it, and help everybody out here. So, all right, to wrap this up, because like I said, we don't want to take up too much of everybody's time. We appreciate folks tuning in. Our new app is in pre-launch. We will have the links up. Check that out. Get yourself signed up to be one of the founding members before that closes up. As always, go to www.thestrengthagenda.com. You can check out all of our products, all of our updates that we have on there. Get signed up for the newsletter. John has been doing a great job with our newsletter. We highlight our athletes, a lot of our announcements and things like that that we've got coming in, any of our specials between our programming or our apparel and gear that we have. Just get all that stuff, get that on your phone, get your notifications turned on so you guys can stay up to date with everything going on from the Strength Agenda. John, do you have anything to add to any of that?
Yeah, grab a t-shirt. Like, we do have some cool apparel. It's super comfortable. This one that I'm wearing right now on the back says, drink coffee, lift heavy shit, live kind. It's kind of the favorite, I think, around here.
I ordered three more of them in all the different colors. I had the beige one or not the cream and light blue one. It's getting washed right now. I wore it like 3 days in a row. But I think I ordered the maroon and yellow one, the navy one like you have, and then I think I ordered the black one.
Yeah, I'm
Just so
ordering three more colors today.
Just so I can have all of them. It's my favorite shirt right now. But we have, and as always, we appreciate any of your guys' support and everything like that. We're going to continue to put out things that we think are going to help you guys out. And if there's anything you guys want to see from us, or you want to talk to us about, or ask us questions about, we'll either answer them through the show, through social media posts, the newsletter, anything along those lines. Do not hesitate to reach out. All right. So we appreciate you guys. Thank you for supporting the Strength Agenda as always, and we'll see you guys next time. Take care.